And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And we are pleased to have with us today the Michael Clough family from El Cajon, California, a part of our extended church family.
Amen.
And we also have Mr. Smith with us, part of Pastor's, I guess you'd say, McDonald's congregation. And there will be a men's Bible study, the men's Bible study, on July 14th. That's this coming Tuesday at the Kazanjian home, and that's at 7 o'clock in the evening. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, why do people believe that Satan is more powerful than God? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation, and we will now be studying chapter 5. There will be a sound system training class on July 18th. That's this coming Saturday, starting at 9:30 in the morning. And if you're interested in helping to operate our sound system during church services, please see Pastor Tomlinson for more details. And will you please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so would you please stand as we begin our worship with hymn number 10, O God, our help in ages past. Seated and excuse my senior moment. Let us continue our worship now with hymn number 393, Take My Life and Let It Be. Please stand as we sing hymn number 397, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Please remain standing for prayer. Lord, this is your day, the day that you have made to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are so delighted that our scripture in our church bulletin reflects the power of God, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. And we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church in Morton Hill, California, so that the Spirit of God may work through His Word in the hearts of people, so that the praises of God through our choir and through our songs will reflect the mind of those who believe in you. Lord, we open the doors of the internet across the world. So the extended family in Arizona, Southern California, Northern California, New Jersey, New York, Brooklyn, and many other places, they feel one with us because of the power of the Spirit. We open the doors of KKMC, AAVAM in the dial, so that the peoples all the way from Salinas, all the way to San Jose, can hear the Word of God. For the truck drivers who are passing by in Highway 5, about 40 miles from here, they can hear the radio. And they call me on Monday, and they reflect God, the joy of listening to radio broadcasts of the gospel. Bless those truck drivers as they're passing by and listening to our broadcast. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the vision of our church to extend ourselves beyond these properties and beyond the city of San Jose and Morgan Hill, San Martin, Gilroy, and to go into the airwaves so that people may know that there is a God on earth and there is a Savior, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, we are reflecting the joy of two Sundays of baptisms. And for those who have been baptized, Lord, what a joy is in my heart to know that these people have expressed their testimony with their life in the waters of baptism, saying, yes, we do believe. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, thank you for the congregation that is here this morning. We all come with different problems and different difficulties and different things that happen during the week, Lord, very heavy sometimes, that, Father, happen. And so, Lord, I pray that as we start a series on personal living, and today on the wisdom of decisions, Lord, we pray that you guide us through your word so that we become children of the mighty God, that by the power of the Spirit we live in a world in crisis, but we are not in that crisis because we have learned to make decisions. We remind ourselves of our missionaries. And we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Foretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. And we are thankful for each one of them and for their ministry. Lord, we are commanded in the scripture to pray for those in authority, and we pray for our president, President Obama, that he may learn the power of God and the authority of God, and that he may walk with you in a mighty way together with his family. We pray that you put the umbrella on his wife and on his precious two daughters, that nothing will happen because, Father, you care. And that he may learn that his freedom of this country, that the liberties that we enjoy is because some believers came here to these shores believing in the mighty God of Israel, Jehovah. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach and teach. But most, thank you for the opportunity to share Jesus, the bridge, the priest, the Savior of our soul. And thank you for your people who are loving you all the time. And in this church, they love you with a true heart. And last offering, Lord, was good because moved down the deficit that we have in our budget. Your people give with sacrifice because they love you. And I thank you, Lord, personally to each believer for each 10 cents that came into the offering. And I thank you most than anything else for our deacons, Lord, who are so encouraging to me as they look into the offering and look into the expenses, and they really know how to spend the money of the Lord, especially our brother Cassandian, who is back with his wife Mary, and I thank you for his partnership for almost 26 years. I thank you, Lord, a pastor without the help of elderly persons around him he cannot make it. And I look forward to the final years of my ministry in the joy of the Lord, because you have given me men who love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our choir. Yes, it's small, but it's powerful. Thank you for our children who last Sunday demonstrated with power their love for you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, Father, now we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Joshua. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 290. We will be reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 18. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 18. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have taught us that to fear you is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Knowing that you have created all things and you sovereignly rule over your creation and that your judgments are just. We praise you and thank you and love you for first having loved us in giving us your Son and calling us to yourself through him. By the scriptures, we look to you for how we should live. Help us to do so by your Spirit, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to teach the great truths of your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and tape and CD. Bless us with understanding so that we may conduct our lives in accordance with the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?